Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, my talkers, happy Friday. It's 4 o'clock and we're hanging out with Julia and...
It's Brittany Witch.
Oh, I thought you forgot her name.
No, I just wanted to actually get Brittany's song in for once on this Friday.
Brittany, I just got to tell you guys.
Get naked. Get naked.
Okay, taking off the clothes.
Thanks for hanging out with us. You're just saying get naked.
Yeah,
according
of course.
to Elle Magazine, bras are no longer necessary.
I love that report.
If you don't have big boobs.
So do I. Touche.
I can get away with not wearing bras. It feels so right.
Good for you.
Thank you. I mean, there have to be some benefits to having small boobs.
Listen, this is a perfect one. But it started during COVID when people weren't leaving their houses and didn't want to put on bras, and it's kind of extended. And we've seen this in the way people dress on red carpets now. Oh. It doesn't even matter if people see your breasts right now. None of this matters.
I don't care.
So it's just, it's the season of the breasts.
It is the season of the boobs.
There is a study that was done at New York University. They did a study to figure out what people think perfect boobs are. And they found that being symmetrical doesn't really matter that much.
Thank God.
In other words, perfect boobs have imperfections.
Mine are cousins. They're not sisters.
Not
twin sisters.
Oh, I love it. Over 1,000 men and women were shown photos of 25 different set of knockers.
Get into that study?
New York University thought, and they rated how attractive they were.
Heck yeah.
Researchers took the 5 with the best ratings and combined them into one image to show, you guys can Google this on your own, to show what the perfect brass boob looks like, according to these people. The perfect boob is your own, first of all.
Yeah, that's of course. Right.
It is your own.
That's
well, Justin, it's mine, not yours.
Right,
boob is the perfect boob. Thank you.
And not surprisingly, according to this study, they're fairly perky. They're not huge, and they are moderately sized. But the most interesting insight from this study, again, is they don't have to be symmetrical. Because I know people are like, oh, this one's a little bigger, that one's a little that, this one's a little that. Not one of those things matters.
No, that's character.
Funny is you worry about that stuff when you're younger, and then you realize, man, once you start moving around in the dark, nobody cares about anything.
Well, nope. That too. If you're a guy, and as soon as you take that shirt off, I don't even think we're noticing that they're different sizes. I'm not going to lie. We're just blinded by the light. Right. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Boom.
There you go.
Beautiful, no matter what size, shape, or whatever.
Grant is such a good old soul. I love him.
Yes. I feel like he's right. I mean, you're very right, Grant.
We had Chris call in. We were just talking about fun dips or hostess gifts to bring to people's houses. If anyone wants to call or send us an email, we'd love to continue that conversation. 651-641-1071. Chris called in, and she likes to bring Paula Deen's BLT dip.
Yeah.
And it's sour cream, bacon, tomatoes, and lettuce. Very easy.
So hard.
And then Brenda sent us an email, and she says she makes killer guacamole and chips. Bring pre-made pico de gallo.
Yeah.
And add it to any salsa. Yum. And I'll just add, go to Burrito Mercado and bring their stuff, which is delicious.
See, that's where I'm at in life. I would love to just stop at Burrito Mercado and pick up my stuff and go to the event. That sounds like heaven to me.
Some people just don't. I love you, Grant. Some people don't like to cook. Some people do.
It's just not right now. Well, it used to be. I know, but I'm just saying, like, I'm in a phase of my life where conveniency is key. King.
It's king?
King key.
King key.
King key.
King king. King key.
It's king key. It's king key. There we go.
And you're welcome.
There we go. We had a notable death. But I can't find my paperwork.
You want mine?
Thank you. Okay. Cynthia Wheel passed away. And if that name doesn't sound familiar, it does sound familiar. She's a Grammy-winning songwriter in the Hall of Fame. She co-wrote with her husband, "You Lost That Loving Feeling" on Broadway, "Make Your Own Kind of Music," "Walking in the Rain," "Uptown Kicks," "Here You Come Again," "Here You Come Again," "Looking Like the," I love that song, and "Somewhere Out There," and she made many other hits in the famous Brill Building where Carole King worked in the 60s. They made the Carole King musical. She's part of that, her and her husband. Her daughter just said she lost her best friend, her confidant, her partner in crime, idol trailblazer, and she was amazing.
How old?
She was 82.
Okay.
So she passed away, and today our sing-along is going to be "You Lost That Loving Feeling." But she had hits not just in the 60s. She had them in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and was relevant, and we lost a good one. Yeah. So anyway, arrivederci, Cynthia Weil, and we will honor her with your voice, Brittany, because you're the only one out of the three of us that can sing today.
Which is, I don't know if that's even true.
It is. Ask our listeners.
I don't know.
Person ever calls and said, "Julia and Lori, will you sing another song?"
Yeah, I think.
Or
that,
Grant?
No.
I think you guys were very in similar boats, but.
No, just take the compliment.
They're
few and far between.
Thank you. Yeah. Yesterday was Say Something Nice Day, and I should have really just relished in that, and now. But.
That's funny because Jeff listened yesterday and he goes, "Your show is so good." And he said, and he told me like two compliments, and he said, "Remember, say something nice."
He's like, hint, hint.
No, it was just sweet.
That was so funny. I love that Jeff. I love that Jeff listens.
We got an email. Did you see from Ryan about what they bring?
No, tell me about it.
So Ryan said, "I've started making a basket with a good blanket, a candle, and maybe a board game or something extra, depending. It goes over so well.
God, Ryan, you're invited.
He stays overnight.
Yeah.
That is a fun basket.
Throwing some Uno in there and a little blanket and a candle. We're good to go.
And there's so many good games out right now.
Yes.
Wizard comes to mind, this card game. I absolutely love it. It's easy to play.
Mm-hmm. We play Throw Burrito. Ooh. It would be perfect for burrito.
That sounds dirty.
Mercado. You play this game.
Throw burrito.
It's kind of like, do you remember the game Spoons where you get three of a kind and you grab a spoon?
Yeah.
This, you get to grab these fluffy burritos, these like toy burritos. They're just, you know, these little squishy deals, and chuck them at people if you get a pair.
So it's hot potato combined with spoons.
Yeah, I feel like someone could get injured.
No, they're soft.
I'm just easy.
And then we have burrito duels where you stand back to back and you have to count to three and then you can run around the house and hide from each other. It's the most... Us and the Goldens play this game. It is so fun. Throw burrito.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down.
I'll borrow it. I'll lend it to you. Because you can bring it to the cabin. Just hide some of the... breakable things. Things get a little crazy.
What if someone
snuck in a real burrito and just right on your face?
I know.
That would be fun.
I mean, it would be awkward.
They're too expensive.
That's true.
You don't want to waste any food right now. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it is time for randoms.
Grant here for Hoffman Weber Construction. They're your hometown experts when it comes to siding, windows, doors, gutters, solar, and roofing for the last 30 years. And I mention roofing because this type of weather we're having right now, this hot, humid, 90-degree weather, this can bring out that severe thunderstorms that can bring the hail to your house. Now, if something comes up in the near future, be sure to reach out to Hoffman Weber Construction because they're going to take care of you from start to finish. Now, if you had a storm come through last year, like a lot of us did, be sure to reach out as well, because you may have some hail damage that you don't even know about. And the team over at Hoffman Weber Construction, they're going to walk you through this, like I said, from start to finish. They're not going to pressure you with a one-stop close, high-pressure sale. Jason and the whole sales team at Hoffman Weber Construction, they're there to consult and help out. Like I said, they're going to come and ask and see what the problems are. They're going to give you your options. And by giving you your options, they also have a cool showroom in New Brighton up at 35W, where you can see what these applications will look like on your home. So again, reach out to Hoffman Weber Construction for your outdoor or for your exterior needs, and start at HoffmanWeberConstruction.com.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
randoms.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to let me do some, or?
I am.
No judging. No judging.
Friday.
This one's really cute. The Trib wrote up on this. It was a monastery in Roseville. So they had ages 3 to 6 were studying the Titanic, and they had kind of showed interest in, well, what if we made a movie that kind of talked about the things we learned? So this monastery decided to put together a whole Titanic movie, and it's adorable. And then they did a premiere.
These are like
ages 3 to 6.
Oh gosh, I love this.
It's called, the movie is called Crash Bang It Sank. So spoiler alert, why don't they mention that in the title? But this Kinderhaus Monastery, Montessori in Roseville, for the past 2 months have been filming and learning all about the Titanic, made this short film, and they got to go to the Ridge, or the theater in St. Paul, the Riverview Theater.
Oh, cool.
And do a premiere for it, and they were all dressed up, and the movie looks amazing. There's a lot of Legos being reenacted. At one point, they have a cutout, and the teacher's dressed as an iceberg.
Okay, this is
putting
just,
on life
can
jackets.
Can you imagine how cute that is?
They all dressed up. There was sequined suits.
Oh,
there
I'm looking at the suit right now, and that link you gave me, this kid is
dressed to the nine
in the sequin suit.
Look, can you imagine how proud they were to go put this movie on for their family and how much fun they everybody had?
Oh, and they have all these little like Academy Awards.
It's so
that
cute.
They got.
Would die.
Can we put on the play, The Titanic?
No, I don't even need to. I just want to get invited to this. So at cute. Riverview. I would go to this in a heartbeat.
I know that you're enrolling go-go.
In Roseville, Montessori now?
Just it's a little drive.
Just a teeny bit.
I mean, but I feel like they've got a good theater program. I know she's going to be an actress.
I don't know about that.
She's going to be a performer, though.
Though it's unfortunate if she does find herself, if she gets a laugh, she does it again. And I go, this is not the equation for the great human, because it's like looking in the mirror. I go, oh, I see. You made somebody laugh. You're just going to keep doing that for the rest of your life? All right. We're in trouble.
Well, you're so funny.
You want to hear about you've been really concerned about inflation.
I haven't. Don't say
it. Oh, but also before you go into inflation, there is a link on our Low J Show page that you guys should all check out.
It's
you
darling.
Can see these kids and you can see a little video of the movie. It's pretty cool. Check it out.
Yeah,
it's
they darling. Have a trailer for the video
a trailer,
and it's
yeah.
everything.
It's darling.
It's the weirdest thing. So I'm just going to step back for a second on some prices. Okay. It's just the weirdest thing. So I'm talking to people your age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just say, you know, I just don't, you know, I'm kind of skimping on that right now because the price, and I don't ever look at prices. And I think it's just because I've been in the market with food for so many years.
Yeah, no, I
that
actually,
it kind of, because I just notice it and I'm thinking, oh.
I think that you.
That's a bold ask.
You're misunderstanding me, because I actually, before you even gave me this piece of paper, I have a list of 4 products that have beaten inflation. So, like, I get where you're coming from.
And it's not a negative Nilly thing. It's just like a, oh, wow.
Yeah.
It hurts.
How times have changed.
And some of them you go, that is a ridiculous
and like
moment.
Chanel, you know, I wanted to buy a Chanel bag, but they raise their prices just because they can and the people are fine with it.
And it's frustrating, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a necessity.
Inflation only affects a couple social classes. Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
Okay, so the big one that you handed me that I agree, the price of ketchup spikes just in time for Memorial Day.
I know it sounds
28%, but that's a lot. 28% goes up for ketchup.
Ketchup used to be like $4. It's like $8.50.
Last year was a 32 bottle cost $4.08.
32 ounces.
32 ounces, yep. And today it costs $5.22.
That doesn't seem like a lot. The one I bought was way more.
Yeah. I'm just saying, this stuff, it does add up when you buy in a bunch of things that all go up a dollar or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you're at the grocery store. I challenge you to spend under $100
Thank
at the grocery
you.
Store.
That's what I was going to just say. What used to buy me $100 worth of groceries is not, I mean, this is easy to say, but it's. I went into a gas station and just bought some snacks, and I think I walked out of there spending like $47.
Yeah, gas stations are...
My Wendy's bill was outrageous the other day.
What was it? $20? 19?
26.
Oh!
I bought a single, a double.
Oh, good for you.
2 Frosties and a fry.
Dang.
And that would usually be like 16.
You know what's really expensive?
It just blew me away. It's just
the
funny.
The neighbor girl I let pick where she wants to go. And I love this place, Culver's. But man, you cannot get out of there without an arm and a leg.
No.
Good rest in peace, my wallet.
Yeah.
I was like, but here are some.
I forgot mine today and had to go get lunch, so someone had to pay for me.
That's so awkward.
Somebody tennis bag from last night. No, it was weird.
I have a terrible story about forgetting my wallet, but I'll tell you later. All right, these are four products that have beaten inflation. So if you want to feel good about yourself, these are the four products you need to buy. Arizona's 99-cent iced tea cans. Those are still 99 cents.
Very good.
Hot Wheels $1 toy car. You can still get that car for $1.
Take it and you drink your Arizona iced tea on ice and then just play with your Hot Wheels car. Okay.
Costco's $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Yeah.
And that dog is going to keep you full for a while. That's mm-hmm. no joke. You're mm-hmm. not, that's not some.
It's a hot dog.
And then Planet Fitness, $10 per month membership.
Love that.
Yeah.
So those are nice.
Yeah.
You know, what do you got, Grant?
Do you remember back, like, this is just a perfect example, when it was 5 for $5 at Arby's, you get 5 Arby's sandwiches for $5.
That's or they had the wild $5
foot long at Subway. You can now do the 4 for $10 at Arby's. It is now, you can go 4 for $10, but not 5 for $5. It's just, you used to be able to.
Do you notice, though, you guys, do you notice, and you, Grant, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you notice that, I mean, food doesn't spoil as much in my refrigerator like it used to. I will say that. I'm much more conscientious.
Okay.
I am much more conscientious of making sure we eat what is in that refrigerator. So that is one big plus.
Especially fruit.
You know, waste.
Yes.
There is no waste happening. No.
Let me tell you this. Do you guys remember 2 for $2 Whopper sandwiches? You'd get 2 Whoppers for $2 each. Mm-hmm. And that was when my mom would be like, get in the car. We're going to Burger King.
Eating you at home.
And it was the most exciting thing ever. We were acting like, everyone gather around and have a Whopper. You have a Whopper. You have a Whopper.
Yum.
On the same vein of crabby old people's talk, here are some things that used to be luxuries. Did used to be normal and now feel like they're luxuries. Are you ready?
Okay.
New furniture made of real wood. But think of the word wood said normally.
I know. Thank you.
Real wood. The idea of buying new furniture made of real wood. I mean, that's expensive now.
Mm-hmm.
Owning the software you purchase.
So now we used to do that.
So now you used to rent it.
Now you get a license for a year.
We used to buy it.
Oh.
And that was nice, though. Single income families buying a home.
Impossible.
I feel like we're doing depressing down.
Okay.
Find something fun on the list.
85-year-old man arrested for stealing condoms from convenience store.
That's a good story. Was he Al Pacino?
He was not. Or maybe he just got caught. That's a problem. And he said, all right.
I'm just kidding.
We're
just going.
I mean, at that age.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
So this police officer arrested an 85-year-old man suspicion of shoplifting 2 packs of condoms from the convenience store. And I think you could look at this story as sad, but you could also look at it as a real upper in the sense that this 85-year-old man is still making his priorities known. And that, we thank you. We salute you.
It's a real upper.
Yourself. There you go, Grant.
That's a positive.
You're funny.
85 years old, still using them. That's
you know it.
Positive thought.
Hey, it's still about safe sex.
That's true.
And hopefully he gets out of jail soon.
I don't even know where to go with this.
And hey, we're going to be back with a lot of great things on the Lori and Julia show.
All right. We love going to our airport, and we are so lucky that we have the most number one airport in the country. And Jamie Kennedy, who is a well-known actor, was talking about how much he loves coming to the Twin Cities because he loves our airport so much. There's so much great food there that you can't get at any other airport. There's so much to do there. It's so visually pleasing with all the ceramics in the bathrooms, with all the artwork from around the state displayed throughout the airport. Also, if you like to shop, boy, do we have the stores for you. Hammermaid, Loring Park Essentials, the PGA shop is there, North Loop Market, the North Mercantile, the Print Shop, amongst many more. And of course, get to the airport early and enjoy yourself before you go. They've got, you can reserve your parking in advance. Go to MSPAirport.com.
Like Simply Safe.
Lori, Julia, producer Grant. The Lori and Julia Show. Where talk is fun. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! Hollywood speaking!
What is the meaning of this?
Bum, bum, bum.
All right. right, let's get to the meaning of some of these headlines today.
Yes. Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
I am also a professional. Okay.
I don't know.
Natalie Portman and Benjamin Millepede are working together after his enormous mistake.
Did he cheat on her?
Ding, 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 ding.
So we're working together.
They're privately working through their marital struggles. The marriage is the subject of the new article in a French outlet that which claims Millepede had an extramarital affair. A source tells People it was short-lived and it is over. Very French, by the way, to be like, it was short-lived, don't worry. It wasn't very long. It was just
he just stepped out.
It's fine.
But that's the French way.
So Portman, who's 41, she met Millepede at who's now 45 on the set of 2010 Black Swan. He was the choreographer of Black Swan.
Did you see that movie, you guys?
Oh, I loved it.
What?
Of course you would.
You would love that depressing, dark, horrible movie.
I hated that movie.
I loved it. Dark passenger of it all. I loved it.
You and Lori.
I know. We're
Grant,
creeps.
I'm surprised you didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. That's the first time you and I are on the same page when it comes to movies. Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
First off, I am secretly always obsessed with the ballet aesthetic. I literally love lace. I love, like, ballerina pink. I loved all their outfits. I love the idea of ballerina stuff as its own fun world. Love that. And then add the dark element.
Were you Mila a ballerina Kunis? Growing up?
No, God, no. That's why I love it, because I've never come anywhere near it. I was by no means came even close. They said that he knows he made an enormous mistake and he's doing all he can to get Natalie to forgive him and keep their family together, says the source. Natalie is incredibly private and has no intention of playing this out in the media. Her biggest priority is protecting her children and their privacy. So
I've always liked her. Boy, she's been acting her entire life.
She's so beautiful.
Thank you.
It's like, I mean, it's it's very obvious. She's both beautiful and cute at the same time, and I just love her.
And she's been that way her entire life.
Yeah, she was so cute, and even things where she played one movie where she had the baby in the Walmart? That was like a book, Where the Heart Is, or something.
I love that book.
Where I read that book, and then she did great in that movie. Yeah, there's your headline. You Hollywood spoke it hardcore. Mm-hmm. Congrats, you win. Give me
she's
one.
Cute. Oh, it's me.
Yep.
Let's see here. Jay Leno says no retirement. Absolutely not. He says the only way he would retire is if you have a stroke. That's when you retire.
Oh.
When you have a stroke.
Wow.
Hollywood speak it is, that guy is going to be doing, he can't be alone with his thoughts.
And
is that?
And this is not the only time he unretired or didn't retire. Right. We all know he left late night and then came back and created that whole fiasco with Conan O'Brien. So the man just never wants to stop.
Let's be honest, though. Like, it is a media thing that you cannot retire in that age. He's not sitting there shoveling coal.
Great call. There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, there are some professions where you go, okay, fine. If he wants to still interview somebody, that's fine. But, like, by no means are you going to be able to do this if you are, you know, hardworking in a lot of ways.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Look at Larry King. He did it till the last day.
What is your problem? You're a wreck. You're a disaster. Do you want to...
I'll be right back. I know it sounds funny.
Okay.
It's bad timing.
Yeah, but hey, we got this.
You know what?
Here, tell everyone.
Give me
about
one.
This
give me
special.
One for Grant.
Yeah, I can.
Give him. I don't know if we're gonna have time for this one.
Okay. Give me to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. We're talking about Padma, who is exiting Top Chef after 17 years.
Oh yes, this is kind of big news.
Yeah. So give me the rundown. Why do you think she's retiring?
I think that maybe this could be what a lot of actors are doing, where they're getting into their producing their own material, because she's become so popular through her modeling, through 17 years as on Home Chef as the host. You know, maybe she's Top Chef, excuse me. Maybe she's deciding to not be tied to something and rather make something of her own and start bringing in her own money, because she's a star in her own.
I think you're onto something. I mean, she's been doing this for... It's been renewed for 21 seasons. She's been doing this for 17 years. it's got to be one of those things where it's probably not that exciting anymore for her.
That too.
She said, after much soul searching, I have made the difficult decision to leave Top Chef. Having completed a glorious 20th season as host and exec producer, I am extremely proud to have been part of building such a successful show and of the impact it has had in the worlds of television and food, she wrote on social media. After 17 years, many of the cast and crew are like family to me, and I miss them. I think you're right. I think she's just, can you not?
She told us she eats like 19,000 or 6,000 calories a day during filming.
Can you imagine?
And she has her own food shows, and she
She does already have her own stuff outside.
During COVID, she started another food show herself, and maybe she's sick of Tom Colicchio.
She hosts Hulu's Taste the Nation, yes, which is aired in its second season. It's probably exciting to do something new. 17 years.
Did you guys ever get into that when it first started, Top Chef?
No, not really.
Oh, I could even get the boys to watch it with me at the beginning. It was fun. It's a great show.
Yeah.
And they're doing so many different iterations of it now and stuff. But, she's good.
She's good.
I love her voice.
It sucks to lose her.
Ooh. She's so calm.
Yeah.
I got one for you, Brittany.
Let me hear it.
Taylor Swift fuels Olivia Rodrigo feud rumors by bringing alleged rival Sabrina Carpenter on Eras Tour.
Whoa.
Okay, so explain this.
Well, that's wild because she helped write a song on Olivia Rodrigo's album.
Sabrina did or Taylor?
Taylor. Taylor helped write a song on Olivia Rodrigo's album.
So what's the beef with Sabrina and Olivia Rodrigo that we don't know about?
Well, they have big time. I mean, that was the whole boyfriend who went to another woman. They claim
Sabrina.
High
School Musical, yes, the musical, yes, the TV
even
show, the musical.
Yes.
Okay, so Olivia Rodriguez was dumped because the Sabrina was on High School Musical, the TV show, the musical.
I believe that's the drama, okay, right? Like, that's where we came from.
Okay, and Taylor Swift has taken Sabrina on tour.
Okay, let's hear this.
Yeah, so allegedly right now, Sabrina is going to meet up in Latin America where she put on Instagram, can't wait to join the Eras Tour in Latin America. Thank you, at Taylor Swift. This is a dream come true.
Taylor Swift just announced that she added 3 new spots.
There we go. Okay.
To her tour. And I want to say it was
3 new opening acts.
No, 3 new complete. She's bringing
destinations.
The Eras. Yeah. And it's outside the U.S. I want to say there was one in Mexico and 2 in South America, but I'm not sure. And she picked her. I didn't know that would call. I didn't know her and Olivia Rodrigo were feuding.
Yeah, that's where I'm confused here. It just says Rodrigo was a major fan of Twist since she was a young girl and even shared her excitement when the anti-hero artist gifted the rising pop star a ring in March of 2021. So there must have been something in the last 2 years between the two.
We're going to have to get to the bottom of this. It's all I'm going to do this weekend.
Or watch High School Musical, the musical.